It's a suspense thriller that it's gotten a lot of attention lately. I thought it was going to be a really good film. It basically boils down to family meeting up at a cabin in the woods, of course, and they start getting attacked.
It's a good start.
It is, yeah. I mean, yeah. And it basically boils down to a family being terrorized by axe-wielding killers.
It sounds like The Strangers.
Yeah, it does. It's very similar.
Yeah, I mean, and it's got kind of the same tones throughout the movie. The thing I did like about this movie was it did have some of those funny dialogue. I didn't really recognize.
Unlike The Strangers. Which was not funny.
No.
Not one bit.
No.
Not even a little.
No.
I'm not even over yet.
Clearly.
It was a creepy movie, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, this film, of course, just a slasher-type film that...
is it bloody, gory?
It is. Very, okay. very bloody, very gory. Mm-hmm. Lots of stabbings. Oh. Lots of throat slittings. Yeah.
I'm out.
Masks were really, really creepy.
Sounds like The Red Wedding.
I didn't really recognize any of the actors or actresses in this movie, but Sharni Vinson plays the main character. She's really, really cute. Don't know what else she's been in.
That just goes to show you the cast in this movie is not very well known if that's the lead.
The acting was questionable. it was questionable.
Typically hard in those.
Yeah, in the thrillers, yeah. So, but she's cute as a button, and she ends up being pretty brutal character throughout the movie. So, I mean, there's a couple of good twists in the movie, and it was enjoyable, very suspenseful at the very beginning, kind of slacked off towards the end, but I enjoyed it. I'm gonna give it a 2.5 bananas out of 5.
Okay,
so, you know, mediocre movie, mediocre review.
So,
yeah.
I think the review is outstanding.
Well, thank you.
Man, we have one more break. Is that right?
Yes, we do. And I second his review. I also give it a mediocre rating.
Okay,
thank you, Matt.
There was no point even for those masks other than. It looks creepy on screen.
It does.
You know?
That's the creep factor of the whole movie. That, you know, of course, all the gore that was
very, very gory.
Yeah, it was.
Couple of, I'll tell you, let's hold, we'll go ahead and do this before the break then, Matt. We've got Top 10 Tuesday here, and we'll do that in just a second. A couple of games we're keeping an eye on for the weekend. The games we'll be picking here in the zone. Ole Miss is a 3-point.